From Spark and Anvil and Sleuth Lab, this is Branch and Tick in Chapter 1 of the Sleuth Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
It looked, at first glance, completely obvious. The window was open, the cookie tin was empty, and there, on the sill, sat a single muddy paw print. "The cat did it," everyone said at once. Open and shut, the cat climbed in the window and ate the cookies. Case closed. "Maybe," said Branch, not moving. "When, though?" said Tick, tapping a small clock. The two of them looked at each other. They had that habit. The habit of not closing a case just because it looked closed. And so, while everyone else was ready to blame the cat and go home, Branch and Tick sat down with the muddy paw print and got quietly to work.
Branch went first, because Branch's whole nature was to refuse the first easy answer. For every clue, ask, what else could explain this? That was Branch, and Branch would not let a single obvious story stand until every other story had been checked. The paw print means the cat was here, Branch agreed. But does it mean the cat ate the cookies? Let's see what else could explain an empty tin and a muddy print. And Branch laid out the branches, calm and unhurried, one possibility at a time. Branch 1, the cat ate the cookies. Branch 2, the cat came in after the cookies were already gone, and the empty tin and the paw print are two separate things that just happened to be near each other. Branch 3, someone ate the cookies, opened the window to blame the cat, and the cat wandered in later. Branch 4, there were never any cookies in that tin today at all. Four explanations, said Branch. All of them fit what we can see. And that's the trap. The obvious one isn't wrong because it's obvious, but it isn't right just because it's first either. We have to test them. Every branch gets checked before we trust any of them.
And this was where Tick stepped in, because the way to test a branch is against the clock. Tick's whole nature was put every event in order on the clock. The sequence is where the answer hides. So Tick took each thing they knew and pinned it to a time. The cookies were counted full at 3 o'clock. Grandpa had seen them. The window was found open at 5. The mud outside was dry until the 4 o'clock rain, so the paw print couldn't have been made before 4. And the cat... The cat had been shut in the sunroom, everyone agreed, from 3 until 4:30, when it was let out. There, said Tick, laying it all on the clock in order. Now watch what the timeline does to Branch's 4 stories.
So together, they walked each branch across Tick's timeline, and one by one, the timeline knocked them down. Branch 1, the cat ate the cookies. But the cat was locked in the sunroom until 4:30, and the paw print couldn't exist before the 4 o'clock rain wet the mud. And, most telling of all, Grandpa's own note said the tin was already empty at 4:15, before the cat was ever let out. The cat can't have eaten them, said Tick. It wasn't even loose yet. The clock says no. Branch 1 fell. Branch 2 and 4 fell, too, when they checked. The tin had been full at 3, and the cat print was real. But Branch 3, someone ate the cookies before 15, then opened the window. That one survived. It broke no clock. It fit every time. And then a small, quiet clue clicked into place. Chocolate on the little brother's sleeve, from before lunch. There it is, said Branch, softly. The one that fits the timeline and the trace. Not the loud first answer. The one that survived the test. The cat, entirely innocent, washed its paw.
They laid it all out plainly for the family. Not the obvious story, the true one, checked against every other explanation and every tick of the clock. And even the little brother had to admit it, sheepishly. Sleeve and all, good branches, said Tick. Good clock, said Branch. There is a calm that comes from not jumping, from letting the first loud, certain answer wait while you quietly ask, what else? And when? It is harder than blaming the cat. It takes patience and a willingness to be less sure for a little longer.
But the answer you reach that way is one you can stand on, because it didn't just sound right, it survived. And there is a real, steadying satisfaction in that. The truth found slowly, tested and true, instead of grabbed at and wrong.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Branch and Tick. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.